Live and
what's up,
gamers? Hello, welcome everybody to Mega 64 Podcast
510.
Is that really
510? Can you believe it?
Cool.
We're halfway to 1020, at which point we will retire, and we will pass on the podcast to all of Sean's children.
Oh. That'd be a fun
show.
So
on podcast 1020,
it's just gonna be
this
all
will be the face of Lennon.
Okay.
Right over here.
Who are you going to be?
You got Sawyer the Destroyer.
Okay. And then Sean. Well, Sean can stay.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you can.
Wow.
Yeah, you can't
run,
get away from those shows.
You show the ropes.
Yeah.
You got to discipline.
And then
I'll
pan
discipline.
Over to.
A little Bucket on the mic.
Yeah, Beckett going.
And Beckett.
Then,
and then
Emma.
The
Emma.
Final chair, the boss chair, naturally.
Oldest.
Emma. And we keep the Emma chair empty in honor of her spirit because we know nobody can fill her shoes. And we're not even going to try.
True that.
So
that's going to be sick. You guys are going to do like milk challenge on Christmas.
You guys is going to be sick.
Eating dry bangers.
We're going to talk about movies and video games. It's going to be fucking crazy.
Dude, I can't wait for episode 1069.
Hey, how many years have we been doing this podcast? Do you remember?
We started, I believe it was 2006.
So 13 years ago.
13 years ago.
So we're halfway there. So 13 years from now, 2032, we'll see you there.
Yeah, that's a good math.
Theme song.
Back.
Hello.
So you may notice that Rocco is gone for the second week
this
in
is,
a row.
This is odd. This does not happen often.
Yeah.
This is a rare occurrence.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
He's left us in charge.
He's trying to beat Red Dead Redemption 2.
Is that what it is?
No.
Here's what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened. Last time Rocco said, he gave us way warning, way heads up when he was like, hey, I'm not going to be there to the podcast in 4 weeks, January 7th. I'm not going to be there. It's like, okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, we get it.
Thank you for the heads up. Appreciate it. But this one, he let us know today. He flew to Texas on Wednesday. He flew there in the morning, did a thing for Game Attack, and flew on home. And now I think he's just exhausted. Yeah, he got the Texas bug.
Whoa. He got that Texas bug.
And we were talking shit on Texas last week, mm-hmm. and I do not think it's a coincidence that Texas got him back.
Yeah.
They said, oh, you fuck with us, we'll fuck with you, and they got him sick.
Don't mess with Texas. We should have heeded that warning.
Yeah. So we did mess with Texas. We learned. Rocco learned.
We should.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
We shit on Austin for like the first 15 minutes of last
week.
We
did,
podcast.
And then now...
Now the rest of Texas is getting it. San Antonio.
It's spreading.
Fuck.
Henderson.
San Astonio.
We gave it up to Frisco. That should have balanced the universal scale.
Dallas. Well, we all know on Mega 64 podcast, we say fuck Dallas.
Yeah.
That's a thing people say here.
That is what people say.
Texas. That's
well. We don't want to go down that road again.
No.
We got Rocco.
We destroyed Rocco.
Kevin's about to step in that minefield next
what
week.
What actually happened?
Yeah, dude, Kevin, you're going there
Rocco.
Next week.
PAX South.
For PAX South, yeah. So come on by and see Kevin. Make sure you don't get him sick.
Yeah.
You know what actually happened to Rocco, Derek? It wasn't Texas.
Yeah, Meg was sick, and then Rocco forced her to come in and do work on his computer. And karma.
Do you think that it was Meg that got him sick? Really?
Absolutely.
You do.
She was sick and
working on
and
his
she was like, oh, I'm healthy
keyboard.
Enough to come in. So he's like, all right, come in. Here, could you do this thing on my computer? And then he sits down on the computer. Oh, I got to write these emails.
Oh, shit.
Oh, T-virus.
So and it was over. And
it spreads.
I got Lysol, you know. I wiped down everything. But Rocco, he's hippie style, au naturel, you know. He leaves it up to the vibes and
the
whatever.
Steve Jobs myth.
This goes all the way
germ
back, though, because where did Meg get sick? Fucking Texas. In Austin. It was in Austin she got sick.
That's why it was really a centrally Austin attack. It was located there.
It was fucked up.
Damn. Yeah, chemical warfare coming out of Texas. It's really a shame.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, strike back.
How's Meg feeling now, though? Is she better?
I think Meg is better. Meg and I recorded the first episode of Heart Slayers this Tuesday.
Hell
it was
yeah.
a fantastic episode. She was actually too sick to show up, so she called in.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, but it was still a great episode.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because she wasn't there in person and it was our first episode, we're going to kind of flop it. We're going to release that one as our second episode.
I hear you.
Just because for the debut, we got to have both the hosts
everyone.
Set.
That makes a that's a good workaround.
Yeah.
Too. That makes sense.
But it was such a success and, you know, we like Heart Slayers. We're feeling good about the new set. I think we're going to try to do it every week this season. So we'll be back at it again this Tuesday.
Very cool.
4 p.m.
And Meg will be there to chat with y'all. Yeah, yeah. 4 p.m. on Tuesday.
Very cool.
Follow us on the Heart Slayers Twitter for more info. What were you guys doing this week?
I brought it up yesterday, but we said we'd never beat video games. I beat Spider-Man.
Oh, shit.
Beckett and I
Congrats,
and Emma,
Sean.
We beat it last night. And it ended up being like a really fun experience that we've never really experienced before. Like, Beckett was great at fighting. I was great at swinging. Emma was good at doing the puzzles. And so we would trade the controller around. Like, who was like, whose turn is it?
Oh, it's Emma's turn.
It was so much fun. So we beat it. Man, I don't want to spoil the ending, which I will not. But let me tell you, I did not enjoy that last boss fight at all. Like, I had so much fun throughout the whole game. And that last boss fight, I was like, this fucking sucks. Like, this is like a chore and I hate it. So,
it's like Resident Evil 5.
Is it?
Well, God, that last boss fight.
You know
fight.
What? I got to the fight and I never beat it. So I never beat that game.
Yeah, ask Brian and myself after the show. It's terrible.
What was the last boss fight in Resident Evil 5?
It's Wesker. Wesker's all transformed with, like, you know, a stretchy metal arm that...
Oh, that Jax Wesker.
Yeah, he comes at you and it's all QTEs and you have to do, like, combined... And Brian and I suck.
Well, I thought that game was a mess.
I suck.
Beginning to end.
That game.
You got to punch a rock. There's so many cheesy moments at the end of that.
At the end of this, again, no spoilers.
It ruins how fun the rest of that game is.
They made the fight cinematic, but I was still playing it,
yeah,
which is cool. But they got rid of like the health bar and everything else. And then it's like, once you get rid of the health bar and all my little gadgets, then...
You're fucked.
I can't die in my world. Like, whatever it is, like, I can get around it. Like, you don't kill me off, because I kept dying there. It's like, I don't know if I'm fucking dead or not. Like, I can't heal. I don't know anything.
You got it.
It got you, bro.
You just got to be good.
I got it. I was not good.
Did
I was
Beckett
not good.
Get through that part?
No, I did.
Oh,
I,
all right.
I finished it off. I finished it off. So, but Beckett was like, "Oh, dude, they're gonna make a sequel." I'm like, "Yeah, but in the video game world, that's like 10 years away, buddy. So it's not the same as like the next season of a show or something."
And it's rarely good.
Yeah. This one.
Sony first party, so you know you hope.
I feel like there's a lot of things they didn't touch in this game. It'll be good. It will be good.
Other than Sony, I made a huge, huge life decision this week. I got an Xbox One X.
Whoa.
That sounds insane.
Frank.
That does.
My reasoning behind it.
Tell us.
Guys, I have reason to believe the future is Game Pass. This is not a sponsored ad.
Game Pass?
Game Pass.
Well, how's that work?
So right now, the video game industry, people are trying to copy what Netflix does and like HBO Go, where it's, you know, movies on demand, media on demand. In the video game world, Sony has PlayStation Now, which never really got off the ground.
Right, true.
EA has EA Origin. Microsoft, because they're in third place, like behind like Sony and Switch, they're desperate. So their Hail Mary is Game Pass, which is every single Microsoft game is landing on Game Pass, as well as they're scooping up all these indies, and it's $10 a month. So it seems like being a kid with like a with your parents' credit card and Blockbuster, just being able to play whatever game you want.
And it's on demand.
Yeah,
video games.
It's not on demand. You have to download it. But the reason I got it, I want to try Crackdown 3 next month. Good or bad, I want to try it out.
Yeah.
But there's also a ton of other Microsoft games I just never played. Like, apparently Forza Horizon 4 is really good. There's so many indies on there. And everything runs, in terms of consoles, best on Xbox One X, even though I love PlayStation. But now I have...
4K Blu-ray.
Yeah, a 4K Blu-ray. I finally have a 4K Blu-ray. But I finally have access to all these hundreds of games I might have never really tried otherwise. And because I stream so much, like, every week, it's like, oh, I can... easily try a bunch of dumbass games. But the main reason I talk about I miss skateboarding games so much.
Right.
Skate 3 is in 4K. I tried it out.
Oh, yeah?
It might as well be Skate 4. It looks fucking incredible.
Really?
It's incredible. So I'm a very happy camper.
There's a couple new... I thought you were going down a different road with the Skate franchise.
Oh, because there's...
Yeah, there's like several new games. I don't think they're out yet, but they're kind of very skate-inspired, and they're indies.
One was announced at E3, I think even at Microsoft's press conference, but it's Session, which is
yes.
one. And
I would love to see something like that because it's been a while.
Yeah, and then there's another game I covered on my stream. I already forgot the name of it, but there's plenty of skate games. I'll put a video on the screen. Yeah, people are carrying off the torch, but I don't want to wait that long. I just want to fucking skate.
Yeah.
And Skate 3, because it came out in 2010, I haven't played it in 9 years. I don't remember anything.
Oh, that's cool.
And there's custom characters.
I think I barely started that one.
Yeah. And so there's custom characters, and so I made the Punisher in mine. So now it's basically like getting a new Punisher game and a new Skate game in one.
So, that's in 4K.
It's in 4K.
All right.
A bunch of stuff. Like, you can play Halo 2 in 4K, whatever. But a lot of games that are coming out are Xbox One.
Is there a limit to how many games you can play on this thing?
No, Game Pass is just whatever's in their catalog. Just like,
I mean,
Netflix.
Your hard drive space.
Right.
Yeah, but every Microsoft game is going to be coming out on it. And so they just bought a ton of new studios, too. And so I think at E3 they're going to announce a lot of stuff. But now I have, like, everything. Xbox
Wait,
One X,
I'm sorry.
PS4
I'm going to keep asking questions. I apologize. Yeah. But are you saying that these are new games? Like, Sea of Thieves is on
yes.
there, too?
Everything day one, Microsoft is on there. So Sea of Thieves is on there. Forza Horizon 4 is on there. Crackdown 3 is on there. Halo Infinity or whatever the fuck, that's going to be on there. Well, yeah.
What don't you get, Sean?
This is, it seems too good to be true.
Right?
Nobody is buying
it's
Xbox.
It's like Movie Pass.
That
it's Hail Mary.
If this doesn't work, Xbox is done.
Yeah. Because I'm just thinking, like, dude, if Sony had this, why would you not have this? Everyone would get that. $10 a month, no problem. And then I don't have to buy a game ever again?
Yeah. The reason... Yeah.
The only downside is
like
you got to buy an Xbox.
Well,
Right. You have to spend like $500 on an Xbox. I bought 400 used at GameStop.
I saw some at Book Off today. They were used for like $350, $400.
Yeah. No one wants one, but that's why...
It's the Hail Mary, you know. Yeah. If this doesn't work, Major Nelson's going to have to call up all the troops.
Yeah.
Send pack it in. Send them home.
And like, there's what's the fucking word? They're games. Like the sole proprietor of them.
EXEs. Yeah.
Whatever. They're exclusives. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah,
fucking Christ.
Okay.
They're exclusives.
Yeah.
Aren't very good.
No.
So like, I mean, I don't.
No.
You know,
that's why it's like a gamble. And
sure.
That's the thing. Sony doesn't need to have day one exclusivity on PS Now because people are going to buy Spider-Man. People are going to buy Death Stranding. They're going to buy whatever the fuck Sony makes.
Yeah.
Who the fuck's going to buy Halo Infinity day one? No one. But you know what? I'll try that. Who's going to buy Crackdown 3 day one? Who's going to spend $60 day one? No one. But if it's like practically free on Xbox One X, I'll try.
Will.
Yeah, I'll try Crackdown 3. So that's it. But again, we'll be able to play all that shit if we stream any of that. But I'm looking forward to it. But again, Skate 3, I'm going to be playing Skate 3 for a full year. I'm going to go for every achievement, too.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So I'm a little tired. I had to wake up early. Me and Sean, we went up to Los Angeles today.
Yeah, we can see what
having
we did, right?
Yeah, we
had
a big day. We went up. We did another session of YouTubers React with the Fine Bros. It'll be coming out soon. You guys can keep an eye out for it. Keep an eye out for it because I need you guys to let me know something. I made a killer pedophile joke on the episode we recorded today, and frankly, I don't know if they're going to use it or not.
I'm going to say
in the moment,
they're not.
In the moment, the room like lit up like a Christmas tree, and I looked right in the camera. I said, yeah, I know I'm not going to make it in the final cut, but I'm going for it anyways. That's my joke. And you know what? I'm wondering. I'm thinking like it was a funny joke.
It was funny.
Maybe it's not on brand for them. They could bleep it out, you know. Just bleep me out and then keep it rolling, you know. Don't let the audience know what I said.
People want you to say it.
I can't.
We'll wait.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to.
But after the episode airs,
we agree
you can say
when
it.
We react to this stuff, we don't reveal what we were reacting to. So I can't tell you what the subject was. But trust me, you'll know when you see it.
You'll know.
And just let me know when these episodes come out. Let me know if they use my bit or not.
Yeah.
You
know what? I was driving home thinking about your bit, and I thought Derek's bit was funnier than my bit, but my bit has 1,000% more times likely chance of being used than your bit. My bit was just whatever.
Sometimes I go back and forth in my head, like, should I tone myself down? Honestly, like, in the past for Fine Brothers, I've toned myself down. I go in there thinking, like, they're not going to like me. They're not going to like my brand, whatever, Derek, my brand of comedy. So I'm just going to give them what they want. But now I'm just kind of feeling like, fuck that.
Oh,
be yourself.
Yeah, be yourself.
Be me good. Be somebody else bad. Like, just stick to my guns.
And honestly, they can... My thought is, it's not live. They can edit whatever they want out. Like, now it's your problem. If you want to keep it, cool.
Yeah.
If not, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
I guess if I don't get invited back, I'll know that I should not be myself.
You said some
but
crazy
I'm
going to
experiment this time, and I'm just going to let the Derek flag fly.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see if the Fine Brothers
but
are picking up what I'm laying
everyone
down.
Behind the camera was shocked. They were
or laughing.
It was both.
They should have filmed themselves. It was Fine Bros react to Derek. Now that's a YouTube series.
I couldn't tell. Like, do they think that was a hilarious joke or are they very uncomfortable? See, I couldn't read the room.
I think it's a benefit to you because the staff had such an enjoying. Out of the joke,
yeah.
That they're going to want to have you back
they're
in.
Talk about
it's a good time to film with Derek.
I hope so. And without going into what we filmed today, Sean, I don't know how you feel, but I felt like it was a lot more raunchy and adult in general than anything I'd ever done in the past.
It
with them.
Was.
I wonder if they're turning over a new leaf.
Maybe. A lot more adult themed. And I was even thinking, like, oh, who is this for?
Like, I felt like they were like encouraging us to curse and.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I had fun. I mean, I had a great time.
I had
think
fun
that,
too.
I think the things that we did, I think I had more fun watching the things that we did than anything else we've ever done before.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So, yeah, I mean, I had a great time. I try to go in there, and it's weird because we're so old compared to everyone
what?
Else.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. I'm so old compared to everyone
Seriously,
else.
Seriously, like, Sean has a complex.
I do.
He does.
Look
it's
at
the
me.
Kids. They age you.
I am a fresh-faced 23, 24-year-old
gentlemen do not discuss
beauty, okay?
Yeah.
As far as anybody's concerned. You know, the truth doesn't matter. It's what you believe.
Oh.
But Sean went in there today, was making all these comments like,
I did.
Oh, I'm going to be on Elders React. No, and seriously,
that was
I was sitting across from me and I was just thinking like, why the fuck would you say that
it
about
was a
yourself?
Joke, and the way that you made that sound was not as funny.
Yeah, it got a laugh, right, Sean?
I got a laugh.
Well, they have to laugh when you say stuff like that.
And they weren't shocked.
It wasn't, as Derek. Lame as he made it sound, guys. It
All
was
right,
a fucking killer joke.
You do it justice then.
No, God, no.
Tell him how you told it.
Sean told me earlier he is
no,
proud of it.
No, this is so fucking embarrassing.
He's proud of this joke.
There was a YouTuber. I don't know her name.
Yeah.
And we were sitting in the waiting room. In the waiting room, they have a TV playing their videos. And so it was a YouTuber's react that happened to be playing. And it was her on screen watching herself, and she goes, oh, this is embarrassing, this is weird, I don't want to see myself, whatever she said. And then the person, the receptionist person, was like, oh, I can change it to Elders React. And I was like, oh no, I'm on that one, as a dumb joke. It was just came out, it wasn't like, it wasn't that
womp womp womp.
It was like, oh, you'll see me on that one.
But you know, it wasn't.
Oh, my bones.
When did I get so old?
I know.
Is it time for supper
You
yet?
Know, it was just in the moment, it just came out of me. But I honestly was thinking in that room, like, look at these fucking kids. Like, I'm here.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I really was.
Okay,
I got gray in my beard. Oh, fuck, guys.
Yeah, you got to get some Just
you
for Men
You weren't thinking any
that
of them
shit.
Were cute? What's wrong with you?
But what's that?
Well, I was going to say, we were hanging out. And I don't know how the topic of Scary Movie fucking came
up.
Oh,
my God.
But, like, we started talking about, I was making fun of Scary Movie, and one of the YouTubers there was like, oh, Scary Movie 3? That's my favorite movie.
Holy shit.
When he's a kid. Yeah.
No.
When he was a kid.
He was saying, he didn't start with that. He's like, Scary Movie 3 rules. And I was like, yeah, I've seen Scary Movie 3. He's like, it's the best one. And he's like, I've seen that movie. Like, I would watch that movie 12 times a year when I was a kid. I would take it over to every slumber party. And he went on and on and on. Like, and I'm thinking like, oh, you really like Scary Movie 3.
Yeah.
Like, I was so prepared to shit all over this film.
But you know what's funny?
Yeah.
You know, because I was talking to him, like, I had movies like that when I was a kid. Like, a movie that, like, I look back now, like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, like, Austin Powers, but, The Spy Who Fucked Me.
Yeah.
I'm not into that.
Yeah, but I was all into that. I showed it to everyone. But then I'm like, oh, yeah, I saw the first one in theaters. And then, like, his face is like, what the fuck? Like
you were alive?
What? Yeah, he did react like that. YouTubers react to Sean being old.
And that wasn't me saying, oh, I'm the old guy. And
I backed Sean up. I backed Sean up. I was like, I saw all three of them in theaters. And then he kind of got quiet. He was like,
yeah.
He respected his
elders. But I think that was me trying to be the old guy. It was me trying to say, communicate, like, oh, yeah, I've seen the one.
I'm the old guy.
But, oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, fuck.
I thought you were bragging.
I'm on Facebook, everybody. Check me out. I've been doing the How Hard Has Age Hit You challenge. It's going around Facebook this week.
Ooh, how do you do that challenge?
You post your first Facebook profile. And then you post your most recent one, and then you say, how hard did age hit you challenge? And you make everybody look at how much you've aged.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Legitimately, I think I look younger now.
I do, too.
Straight up.
Yeah.
From the facts aside, my first profile picture was me as Old Man Snake. So I got, like, gray hair and the gray mustache.
It worked out in your favor.
Yeah, but I'm pretty happy with the way this past 10 years has treated me.
You know, I was looking at mine, and I – posted mine, but it was a little, I altered it just a little bit.
What does that mean?
Photoshopped it?
No. But like I wanted to find a picture that was like funnier. So it's a picture of me and you shirtless in like a bed, like tackling Eric.
Oh,
which
yeah.
It wasn't ever a profile picture. Like, but I thought it was funny. You know,
okay,
whatever.
Gotcha.
Doesn't really matter.
Same time period.
Same idea. And I thought, like, you know, I know we talk about how old I am, whatever, but
how old are you? I don't even know. 40?
Put a number on it.
41?
You guys.
42?
69.
No, legitimately. You're like 38.
You're joking.
Stop
it. What are you doing?
It is.
Why are you doing that?
37? 30. Is that even old? I don't know.
34. Oh, my God.
Okay.
What?
All right.
Oh, I was off 38. By 3 years. I'm sorry.
I'm still in my mid-30s.
We were trying to get to
I was off by 3 years. You're acting
mid
like
to
I
early.
Just killed your grandma or something.
Sean Chatfield, 34. So I was looking. I'm like, you know, it's not that bad. Like, it really, I haven't aged that much. Because you see some people, and it's like, you are fucking old now. Like, it hit them.
That's
so
living,
I think,
man.
We got by pretty good. We're all still doing pretty good.
Yeah, we're all doing.
Minus,
glad to hear
the gray and the beard.
Speak for yourself.
The secret is I am healthier now than I was when I was younger. That's the secret. I eat better now, and I work out when I never did before.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been able to like maintain, like as a 23-year-old, and this is legit. As a 23-year-old, I felt really shitty about the way I looked. I thought like, I'm kind of chubby. I'm kind of overweight. I'm not doing so good with my appearance. But I was able to just maintain that look.
Right.
To the point where like around 27 or 28, it was like, you know, I didn't like the way I looked 5 years ago, but
right.
Now I look the same and
right.
I look pretty good for a 28-year-old.
Yeah, right.
And I was just able to hold on to that. So that was my secret to success.
Yeah.
Secret method.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't start this good, but I didn't, right. You know, I just tried to keep it crappy for a long time. I figured like a crappy 23-year-old looks like a pretty good 32-year-old. You know?
Yeah.
That's a fountain of youth, is you just age aggressive and then
you
maintain.
Stop.
Freeze
you
it. Fucking
yeah.
Click it.
Stop.
Yeah.
Freeze it.
Let me pause real quick because I have something important to talk. And I
everybody
at home is like, why are you talking about this bullshit? We have unresolved stuff from last week. When are we going to get to it?
Let's do it.
Yeah, we talked about there being a ghost in here last week.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I have an update about that.
No.
First of all. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
We had a little event here in our studio this week where some local San Diego filmmakers came down to check the place out. And there were a lot of people in here that had never been here before, not even related to Mega 64. And we're giving a tour of this place. And one of the women, older lady, maybe in her 50s, she was like, wow, this is a really interesting place. And I was like, it is interesting. You know, I've heard a lot of stories about this place. You know, I heard
right.
they used to – same thing I said on the podcast last week. They used to film porno here. I even heard a couple people have told us this place is haunted. And she goes, oh, yep. Mm-hmm, yep. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, no.
And I –
this is some bull
– that struck me as strange.
That is
this
strange.
This happened again.
And listen, real talk. This was just a random woman. I didn't invite her for any. I just struck up a conversation. That was her reaction.
Yeah.
And so I looked at her. I was like, hey, are you part psychic? And she was like, well, I am a medium. And I was like, really? And you're
oh, no.
picking up on something here? And she went, oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. This place is haunted.
Sean, I hate this.
And I went, really? And she was kind of like not being forthcoming with it. And I was like, well, what are you picking up on? Like, what's going on here? And she's like, well, it's a playful spirit.
Oh.
And my response was, oh, good. Then they're going to love us.
He loves the stage.
Yeah. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, well, you know, this place is really old. I mean, it was built in the 50s. It was a music school at one point, and she was like, oh, music school. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Uh-oh.
No, geez. We
got a fan of the opera,
and then
boys.
And then she kind of started walking away from me, and I was like, well, hold on.
Yeah,
like,
hold
like,
your
what,
horses.
Hey,
get back
more
here.
Can you tell me? And she's like, honestly, like, I can't, like, I don't want to go into it because I don't want to, like, I'll have to, like, get into that headspace,
oh
and it's just,
oh no,
this is not really appropriate right now.
Bring it on your.
It's just not really appropriate right now. But she's like, there's definitely like something. She picked up something in here.
Okay,
that happened on Thursday.
This is like,
I mean,
so
3 days ago, Thursday.
As promised, I brought the spirit board.
Kevin.
We got a candle.
Ryan, no.
We got, this is the book I want to talk about. I got a crystal.
We said not to
clear
this.
The energy. I got some sage so we can smudge this bitch out. And then I have.
What the fuck is that?
I'm going to have a spirit board.
We can contact.
Oh, God.
We can contact the ghost if we so choose to. We're going to do it at the end of the show, all right? We're not going to.
What do you mean if we do it? If we do it.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it at the end of the show because if we start, you know, if exorcism shit starts going on here, that's going to be the end of the show. We're going to run the fuck out of here.
I know, but I want to.
So we're going to say all the shit we want to say first, and then we're going to contact the ghost. So I'm going to leave this stuff here.
You know what? I don't necessarily believe in ghosts or anything like that. But I don't want to fuck with it. You know, it's one of those things where it's like,
violent.
You know, I'm not sure. And well, I'm just going to keep
Sean,
it follow away
you.
From
Sean,
me.
Don't you want to get some answers, man?
No.
It's going to follow you home to your kids. It's going to follow you home to your family.
If there is a spirit in here, I hope you like our vids.
I hope it's horny.
I hope you enjoy it.
It's going to come
because
home with
I
you.
Because I do get creeped out in this place.
All right. It's going to be me and Sean doing the spirit board later tonight.
No way. I'm not going to let you do it alone.
You can't do it alone. We all need to do it. We all need to participate.
I'm looking at the faces Kevin is making behind
Kevin. Kevin looks like he just smelled a skunk.
I don't really believe in ghosts. I like the idea of ghosts, but I don't fuck with it.
You don't
he doesn't fuck,
fuck
with it.
With
it.
Well, now Kevin will fuck with us.
Hey, dudes, I'm complete opposite. I leave it open. Maybe
she
they
said
exist.
It's playful.
Maybe they exist. I'm not going to say they don't. Let's find out.
She said it's
let's
playful.
Let's be experimental about it. Let's be scientific about it.
Oh, my God.
Let's do some experiments. Let's catalog the results, and let's make an educated decision together
you know what
we think's happening here.
I do trust Derek to run the seance because Derek has a way with mysticism and energies.
That's right. Thank
I
you.
I see you have some. Is that quartz there to protect us?
That's an amethyst
so I,
to clear the energy. That's
I'm
some
think about
sage
it.
To smudge out the bad spirits. I told this
it.
Story. Rocco's not here. I told this story to Rocco on Friday, and he went, you know what? I was here editing late at night,
oh, fuck.
Like 3 in the morning, and I heard something upstairs. Boom! And I went up there, and I don't know what the fuck made that sound.
Oh. Well, you talked about the door slamming with the wind.
Yeah, and I told him, I was like, well,
latch,
you know, Sean has a theory that there's a vent
that
up
latch.
There. That
Kevin fixed
stuff.
That latch. It's a haunted fixed. Latch. It's not that.
So don't the Achievement Hunters have some ghost show? We
yeah,
should get
but
them
there's
on the
this,
case.
Yeah, what's called Gavin?
Dude, we're not going
to. Well, let's make it worse with the spirit board
fuck
tonight,
that.
And then we'll get Bernie to
I
throw
just,
his troops
you know,
down
I was
here.
In. Remember, you were there, Kevin. I was in my office. All of a sudden, the lights went. And all my computers.
Oh,
just
fuck
went,
you.
I swear to God, that happened.
Well,
that's
power
happen.
Surge.
But in just my office? Does that make sense? I don't know. I don't know. Everyone else is fine.
You know what? We'll ask the spirit board what that was about. We'll get all the answers figured out later tonight in the after show.
Yeah.
In the after show. Stay tuned.
All right. Well, fuck. Well, fuck. Okay.
So, side note, I did bring this book here because I went to the last bookstore in Los Angeles today.
Oh, cool. Mm.
Yeah, it's big,
oh, well, you're
big
up there,
famous
yeah.
bookstore on the drive home, and it was fucking packed. You ever go into a store and there's just too many fucking people
yes.
there?
Yep.
The moment you walk in, it's like, this sucks. Like,
yep.
Especially in L.A. I had to work so hard to get there.
Yeah,
I
was like
immediately
a
wanted to turn around.
A journey.
Yeah, but I was able to find this book. I haven't read it yet, but I'm super excited. It was in my car, so I thought I'd bring it with me. The Pirates by George MacDonald Fraser. This is the author of one of my favorite book series, Flashman. I highly recommend anything by George MacDonald Fraser. Please check it out if you like swashbuckling adventure. Imagine like if like aside from Han Solo's story, that movie, like a Han Solo type character, just like a smarmy, like, is this guy good? I like him, but he's not all
an
on
anti-hero.
The level. Yeah, an anti-hero. That's what all of George MacDonald Fraser's books are about, anti-heroes. And they're fucking awesome. So I'm going to read The Pirates. I'll give you a review after I get through it. But cool. Yeah, I got a hardcover edition for $8.
Not bad.
It's pretty
oh,
good.
Good.
Like, used bookstore. I mean, this thing, I was on Amazon for like $25. So
awesome. I don't read books. You got me a book, and I actually started reading that one
oh,
for
too.
Christmas.
My Christmas
I started
present,
reading that.
Yeah.
But I rarely.
I got Sean a self-help book.
Self-help book called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, which is something I definitely need. But I Yeah, besides that, do not read. But I love books. And I found out that Audible has a fucking stash of free audiobooks that you can listen to if you're a Prime member,
which
I am.
Yeah.
And so this week I listened to Catch Me If You Can, the book about it inspired the movie by Steven Spielberg. And it was fucking great. It was so – I'm back in on audiobooks. I'm all the way. So
there are a shit ton of audiobooks on YouTube as well. On the drive home from Los Angeles, I was listening to It, the audiobook, just to pass the time.
Yeah.
A lot of audiobooks that shouldn't be on YouTube are.
Well, this is on Audible, and I started listening to The Prestige now, so I'll let you know how that one goes. But I'm in. I'm super excited about that.
And you know, this author, like I said, he wrote another book called Flashman. The first Flashman audiobook is available on YouTube. So go ahead and give that a listen as an introduction to this character, to this author, rather. And you might like it. Check it out. Flashman on YouTube, the audiobook.
Cool.
Well, that's all I want to talk about. I'm ready to contact this ghost.
You got a lot of reading ready to go, but.
What else? I guess we should talk about Todd and Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
End of the year, Todd and Aaron. We wanted to wait for Rocco.
We were being polite last week.
But
we
2 weeks in a row.
Him,
now we got to spill your beans, Todd.
Fuck it.
Or Aaron.
Yeah, everything that Rocco said that was funny, I gave him that line. So, sorry, Rocco.
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
Todd and Aaron is something that we really look forward to. And it's funny because we always want to write it like all throughout the year, but we have to hold off because all throughout the year stuff will happen and it'll be like, oh, this would be great for Todd and Aaron. But then it's like, is this still going to be relevant in December?
Right.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
We always have to do it like within the last 3 weeks of the year just to make sure that everything we're talking about is really has transcended all of the past 12 months, you know, because sometimes things come and go.
Yeah, I started a folder on my phone last year of just things that, like, I thought, oh, this is a funny thing.
Planning ahead.
Not even a joke, just like, oh, this event happened, so I don't forget it. But, like,
it's not even worth it, though.
No, it wasn't, because I looked at them like Tide Pods. Well, are we going to do a Tide Pod challenge? Like, that, no one cares about Tide Pods anymore. That was the beginning of last year. No one gives a shit about doing that anymore, so.
So even if a reference was, like, too far away in the past.
Yeah, it's not like significant. No one's talking about that anymore. Right. It's not a thing anymore. Who cares?
Yeah, a lot of things get big on the internet, but they're, go figure, fucking stupid. And they have no staying power. They have no traction.
Yeah.
So with Todd and Aaron, it's funny because I don't even remember what happened in 2019. We end up Googling so much, like year-end events, 2019, movies that came out,
games
that
came
out.
Yeah.
And really have to refresh ourselves.
Yeah.
It was kind of difficult to write this year.
I thought so. I thought this year was harder than other years. And I can't tell you why. I don't know what it, I think.
Whoa. Oh, I know why. It's because comedy's dead.
Yeah.
It's 2019. It's fucking almost impossible to make a joke nowadays without getting in trouble or having your career jeopardized.
Yeah. Everything, especially the year was a horrible year. Like news-wise, like there's no like fun thing to poke like. Before we make fun of Obama, that's funny. That's like a fun little thing. But it's like, I don't want to fucking mention the other guy. Like, I don't want to.
Shawnee won't say his name.
No, but if you say his name, you get people mad in every direction.
Oh, no.
No one's happy.
I got
no
something to say about
like
Donald
Voldemort.
Trump. I'll save it for after this segment. Remind me for my Donald Trump thoughts.
Okay, we're coming back.
But
minutes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like he's such a hot button word. Like, you just don't. Well, honestly, I feel like everyone comes to this to avoid all the shit that they deal with. Like, berated with every single day. Let's have a fun video and not worry about anything that's too fucked up.
Yeah, that's true. It was hard to write, though, because it doesn't seem that way watching it. It was as enjoyable as every previous year.
Oh, thank you.
It kills me. Because I don't see any of that editing or filming usually. You do that with...
I want to say we had like 5 writing days.
Yeah.
Wow.
And every day we would come up with like 4 jokes.
Yeah.
Maybe 5 jokes.
It was tough.
Wow.
5 jokes a day. So it was like, oh, we got 5. We'll come back. All right. We got 10.
Then
we had 15. And then it was like, we had 7 video game jokes and 7 movie jokes. And typically when we start getting around that many, about 15 jokes, that's enough to fill Todd and Aaron. But yeah, I feel like when we were younger, we would write 15 jokes and that would be the video. These are our 15 jokes. Boom. Now that we're a little bit older, we end up writing closer to 20 or 25 jokes, and we end up cutting a lot of them. Some of them we cut just right off the script. Some of them we record and cut in the editing process. A lot of the ones that were cut in the editing process we threw up on our Patreon.
Yeah, so if you're a patron, actually, if you're for the dollar tier, you can watch that.
Oh, that's cool.
And see all the outtakes, the things that we thought weren't good enough for the actual video.
Yeah, and they get cut for various reasons. Sometimes they're too similar to another joke in the video. Sometimes they're too similar to a joke we've made in past videos. Sometimes they're just really heinous, and we're like, okay, edgelord stuff.
Yeah.
We've been there, done that.
Because a lot of it's improv, too. Once you guys get going, it starts just fucking coming out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Really?
A lot of it is dialed in.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there are times, like, we have, like, the setup, the punchline, and then we have the after bit probably playing to the word. And then after that, it's kind of like a free-for-all. Like, hey, say whatever you feel like
yeah,
in this
you
moment.
Can tell,
we got the important stuff down. If there's anything good that we could use later, you know, we'll use it. Like,
okay.
This is coming to the top of my mind. Like, last year, I said penis stuff. That wasn't written. I just said it. You know, and
I almost used
it.
Penis stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And that just happened to come out and we thought it was funny. So, like, there are little moments.
But the joke was written that, like, these guys are upset that they might see a dick.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's all...
yeah, so it's
Yeah, all the jokes, we pretty much write them out. We have the joke from beginning to end completely written, and we want to make sure we get that. And then we'll do a couple extra takes of like, all right, just add shit to it. Just stay. Mm. Like the Detective Pikachu stuff, it was like, do you know what detectives do? Fucking homicide shit? Like, get a human to do that. That's how it was written.
Right.
And then Rocco went, you know, improv. And you improv too.
Yeah.
And... you know, a lot of times we cut it down to just like a nugget, but you guys go for like a couple minutes on every joke.
You know what?
Oh, and everybody's talking about the Anthony Bourdain joke, too.
That was
the moment where we knew we had Todd and Aaron.
Yeah.
When we came up with the Anthony Bourdain joke, seriously, because as heinous as that is to say, Todd and Aaron, they are edgelords. They are. And Todd and Aaron have been around for so long. So I think some people have not that they're missing the joke, but I think that they've forgotten the genesis of
where that came from.
Of Todd and Aaron,
right?
That they're from an era of gamers that no longer exist, like super bro-y, super
like specifically
Doritos.
Call of Duty 4, Xbox Live,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
Bros,
yeah.
DGAF.
The time in gaming when like you had to buy Doritos to level up your Call of Duty character, and like Mountain Dew and beef jerky, and like all of this. Honestly. Slightly, like, God, I don't even want to say it, but, like, what's the nicest way to say this?
To describe Todd and Aaron?
Todd and Aaron are not tolerant of people who are not like themselves.
Yeah, that's very true.
And they come from a place where when the characters were first created, it was based off of gamers who said racist stuff, said homophobic stuff. And it was all a joke. It was no big deal. I'm just joking. And even Mega 64, we're guilty of falling into that humor in our early years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so as we've gone on, we've recognized that, like, that humor isn't cool. But I still like making fun of those people.
Yeah. That character profile.
Yeah, what's so interesting about Todd and Aaron to me is those people like that, I don't know if they still exist
anymore.
Oh,
they do. Mm. Oh, they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's reassuring to me. But you can see in the characters of Todd and Aaron that Todd and Aaron are wrestling with that part of themselves.
Yeah, they're trying to grow, but they can't.
On some level, Todd and Aaron know that they are intolerant of other races and other sexualities, and they're trying to do the right thing.
They know they're misogynist.
They're trying to make up for it,
right. Yeah.
But they're so stupid. They're really stupid guys. They don't know how to go about it correctly.
Yeah. They're getting it wrong.
Yeah, they get it wrong.
So, and that's where the like humor
yeah,
is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, yeah.
Todd and Aaron saying most racist movie title is Crazy Rich Asians comes from a total place of misunderstanding. And they think like you're
but
not.
But they think they're white knighting.
You're not allowed to say a race and put it next to the word crazy because that's racist. And it's almost like that's something that's been beaten into them. And they don't even understand why they feel that way, but they feel that way and they have to vocalize it.
Yeah.
And to me, that is what's so funny about it. Like watching these idiots squirm and try to be PC when they're incapable of doing it. And I know some people out there like don't get that.
Yeah.
And
satire is hard.
There are some people that are legitimately offended and they think like, what Todd and Aaron are saying is like a bad message. Like, how dare you guys say this stuff?
There's two things. One is like that same type of humor. That's like one of my favorite shows is Eastbound and Down. Kenny Powers, his whole arc is like, yeah, he starts, he's a racist like idiot, but yeah, he tries to grow, and when he tries to do the right thing, he completely fucks up.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, and that Eastbound and Down also started like, you know, a long time, a while ago. But then the second thing is Todd and Aaron is great because it's an annual like time capsule of this in gaming and pop culture. But on forums and message boards everywhere, people who don't even know Mega 64 are like, oh, the new Todd and Aaron is out. So it's sometimes it's the one time a year that people see Mega 64 stuff. Yeah. So people are like, these guys are fucking racist idiots. Why do we watch this stuff? And then everyone jumps on that. And like, it's a satire bomb every year.
You
that
know
no
what's
one
funny? Through a random fate of circumstance, my mother-in-law called me right before we started filming. And she's like, hey, I need a ride. Can you give me a ride? I'm going to be at your studio. So she was here for filming Todd and Aaron. And then she's like, I've never been here when you film before. She's never come to my work before.
Yeah.
She's like, can I watch you film? And it's like, not today. Like if any other day, I would have said absolutely, but I will. Like she wouldn't. I don't believe she would be offended or care of the things we were saying at all.
But maybe she wouldn't get the joke.
I think she would get it. But it's like, okay. I will be nervous knowing that my mother-in-law is sitting right here watching me say the worst thing that comes to my head. I would just get nervous. So yeah. I had her sit in my office with the music on because I didn't want her
with
to hear.
With the music on.
With headphones on and blinders over her eyes.
Sorry, you can't listen to this. I'm going to say some terrible things. I'm so sorry.
Oh, Sean.
Yeah.
So I love doing Todd and Aaron. I feel like we have figured out a way to be funny when so many other people are like struggling with the subject matter that Todd and Aaron tackles, you know?
It helps that it's established as a series. There's been several of them. How many years?
Oh my God, over a decade.
Yeah, so there's a history and there's a precedent of these characters behaving in this way. And yeah, you guys always do turn it and comment on what's going on.
And I do appreciate that people like it. Because we honestly, like, you wouldn't think it looking at it, but we spend a lot of time on it. Like, I know it is this I saw on the green screen yelling, but, like, there's a lot of care. And
the editing is insane.
And, like, we're walking a fine line trying to be, like, you know, funny but not, like, super offensive. You know, it's trying to be as funny as possible. So,
we spend weeks writing that video every year.
And we had to ride those scooters, which was awesome.
Yeah, and we broke a scooter too. And if you watch the video, Sean crashes into a group of scooters and you can see like a piece break off and go spinning down the road.
But I did ride that scooter back here because we needed one on the green screen anyways, and I fixed it.
You fixed it.
Whoa. I fixed it.
All right, good job.
And whatever. Is there an insurance policy on those things anyways?
Like, I don't know, but I didn't mean to break it, so I came back and fixed
it. It's not like you said the brand or anything.
What do you guys – do we all – like, probably not. Does anybody hate those scooters?
I love them.
I hate them until I used it once.
Yeah.
But that's it. I used it once. I'm never probably going to use it again.
But
this
I hate
why
it.
I hate the scooters. Yes, they're fun to ride. Yeah, they're fun to ride.
Yeah.
But who gave this company permission to dump their garbage on the street?
Right.
Like, everywhere you go, there's, at least in San Diego, scooters and bicycles, and some of them are fucking broken. Like
in my neighborhood, the street.
There's like some of these bicycles, they're like the tires are broken and they're like thrown into the bushes.
I feel like the bikes that didn't work and those are gone now. I don't see the bikes really anymore. So besides like that,
I
like
still
crash.
See the bikes. Honestly, were all picked up by homeless people
and the
who
locks
like
ripped
broke the locks on them. So now these homeless people have these bikes. They treat them like shit because they don't give a fuck about them because
free
it costs nothing to get them. And the scooters are the same way. Like, I see piles of, like, scooters, like, all just crumpled up on every corner in my city.
I love seeing them mangled in a pile.
Yeah, they're fun to ride, but it's an eyesore. And, like, I can't just go dump my shit all over the place. That's called fucking littering.
But I love – I've done this a couple times where, like, I'm out somewhere. I need to walk a mile. I'm like, dude, the scooter's here. Okay. And I take the scooter, and it's great. And it's fun, and I'm there in 30 seconds, and then it's like, okay, well, I'm going to go do this other thing. Oh, isn't there a scooter? Okay. And it's like, it cost me like $3 to do that. That's awesome.
Yeah. It was great once at Comic-Con, and I haven't used it since.
Yeah.
So I think like, hey, at events, awesome.
But I don't know. Are they
all over town?
Is this all over the U.S. or is it just like a San Diego?
No, they're in cities all over
America. New York, San Francisco. Some places might ban them.
Las Vegas, they were definitely banned. And I'm positive it's because you could drink on the streets and that would just, people would die.
Well, DUI. So I was drunk. Talking, there's two scooter companies here in San Diego. One of them locks their scooters at 9 p.m. The other one doesn't. And I have a neighbor who's a scooter mechanic. He fixes them because they get broken very often. And he's telling me, like, the company that doesn't lock them down at 9 p.m., they're going to have a lawsuit. Because I see so many drunk people riding these around downtown in the streets, falling off the sidewalk. Oh, he's like, it's a matter of time before somebody dies on one of these things.
Yeah.
There's no helmets.
Right.
Whatsoever.
Say, on the app, it says,
say
like,
you're supposed
you sign a thing. It's like, oh, I'm wearing a helmet. And you hit that.
Okay. Fuck that shit.
Of course no one's like, wearing a helmet.
I guess if the whole world lies, it doesn't matter if we're really wearing helmets or not.
That's where we're at here in America. It's like we're just all complacent with everyone lying.
Yeah, we don't need to be safe. And we don't need to protect people from dying. We just need to make sure we don't get sued.
Well, that is very true.
So fuck the scooters. Whatever. Fuck the scooters.
I like them. Well, that was Todd and Aaron. I don't know if there's anything more to say about it, but I had a lot of fun filming it. We didn't lose our voice this time, so it was good. I'm feeling good. I that shirt, though. Oh,
it's getting tight. It's, your muscles are
there
too
has
big.
Been years that it was tighter than this year. Like, I've looked in the, like, so I've lost a little bit, not a lot, a little bit of weight to make it fit a little bit better. But that thing is hanging on by a thread, though. Like, I don't know how many years I got left in it. Yeah, I only wore it once a year, too, but it's never been washed, which may be gross. But like, you think about it, like I wore it.
Do you leave it here or do you take it home?
Leave it here. Hmm. But I wear it for an hour a year. Like, do I need to wash that? Does that?
Well, how many years has it been?
A decade or more.
Well, that's 10-hour day. I mean,
You're about due for a wash.
Yeah, you're due. You're due now. It hasn't been too long. It's you're due now.
Okay, but I'm scared though. If I wash it, it's gonna shrink, and I'm gonna fuck. It's gonna get way tighter.
Shit. Hey, so. I wanna. Sorry, I don't want to interrupt here. But
no,
I want to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart.
Please.
Football.
Okay.
Yeah.
Throwing the pigskin around.
Hell yeah.
I get it.
Throwing the pigskin
around. Don't know where we're
around.
Going here, but all right.
Take me out to the ball game.
Yeah.
Football.
I love it.
Classic football.
It's football season, everybody. Do you have your favorite team yet? It is football season, and in honor of the upcoming, fuck it, I'll say it.
Do it.
Super Bowl.
Oh! That's right. We got fined.
Oh, shit.
We're in the playoffs. My team's killing it.
Yeah.
Who's your team? Who's your team that's in the playoffs still?
What team are you with?
L.A., baby.
L.A. Rams, baby.
Hey, Derek, you got lucky. They're still in it.
Wait.
Of course they are.
Not the Rams?
Rams are in it, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, if you love football as much as I do, you're going to love this.
What happened?
We have a John Madden-themed T-shirt that we are designing. Just to honor football. But the people over at Anime Trash Swag who designed this shirt are so proficient at their shirt designs.
Oh, hell yeah.
They gave us too many options. They basically said, we're going to do like six teams worth of shirt designs. And, over here at Mega 64, we're thinking like, we don't need six teams worth of shirt designs. How are we going to find the championship team of these designs?
Yeah.
We're going to leave it to the fans, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
Starting tonight, we're going to put up on the Mega 64 Twitter all six versions of this design. We want to have you let us know which two are going to be the top two.
Right.
It's on Twitter now.
This is happening now, right now.
Yeah. It's on Twitter now. Check it out for yourself. There's six designs there. We're looking for the top two. According to you guys, what are your favorites? Let us know. I personally have my favorite, but I'm not going to try to influence the vote at all because I want to know what the fans out there think.
Oh,
this is a football-themed shirt coming out from Mega 64. Compliments of our friends over at Anime Trash Swag. We really want to bring it to you soon, but we're going to give you a chance to speak.
Oh,
so go ahead, rock the vote.
I got a favorite. I'm not going to say either, but I got a fave. I'm so happy. This is a complete surprise. Another collab?
Yeah.
So
we've actually
been
working on this one for a while.
This is great news.
So if you're wondering, the base color, the background color, will be the color of the shirt.
Yeah.
So maybe that factors into your decision.
Maybe you don't want to wear an orange shirt. Maybe you do.
Let us know which one you like.
Fucking Raider Nation.
Yeah, buddy.
Hell yeah.
I just wanted to put that out there for the fans. And also, we mentioned it earlier, but check out patreon.com/mega64. We do have some Todd and Aaron bloopers that were cut from the video that you can check out for yourself for just $1.
$1.
You get access to so many exclusive videos. It's worth a dollar if it makes you laugh.
And the Patreon check really the Patreon. Does honestly help us. So mm-hmm. thank you to everyone who is a patron. If you want to be a patron, you can do that. And yeah, those the last gift packages should be coming out really soon. Kevin and I are gearing up right now. We have like all the stuff getting in line to send them out to you guys. So we'll let you know when those go out, but they should be soon. And thank you.
Very soon.
Very soon.
Yeah, the latest, I don't know if we could talk about the latest Patreon stuff, but
we got the flash drive. Should I show that off real quick?
I think you
that
should.
That thing looks so cool. All right, so you showed a GIF of that.
We
opening?
Made this flash drive, and the response was really cool when we announced it. It's going to be the Mega 64 archives, exclusive videos that are not available online, behind the scenes stuff, and we were pretty proud of the idea. But when we've actually got it, this is one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Right.
Any company do. I've never seen a company make something like this. Can you check that out?
Can you
get
see
a close-up
Kevin?
On that. Okay, so it's a disc with our emblem on it. Looks like a keychain, but watch this.
Whoa.
Flip it around.
Whoa.
It plugs right in to your computer. Videos, photographs, advertisements on there, scripts that
all
we've written.
All these things are so cool. Yeah.
Pretty much any type of media that Mega 64 has ever put out, art, photos, videos, behind-the-scenes stuff, a little bit of it is on that archive. I was watching it the other night. I was going through it, pouring through
it's
it.
On there? That one's
yeah,
like...
It's all
preloaded.
We have some?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's preloaded.
Oh, yeah,
there's some fucking funny shit on there.
Yeah.
We have our Ice Bucket Challenge completely unedited.
Oh, great.
From beginning to end. And what's funny about that is you can see me kind of go into character, which I thought was interesting because it's like, all right, are we all good? All right. Okay, today we're going to do the Ice Bucket Challenge. And you kind of get to see the behind the scenes of how we turn it on and turn it off.
So those should be going out pretty soon. And yeah, I mean, I'm really excited about everything we got on there. I'm very stoked. I'm very stoked.
Yeah, I was super proud of that. And honestly, I guarantee you're going to see a lot more groups releasing that. Bands are going to start releasing albums like this. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah.
The CD is dead. This disc USB is the future. You saw it here first. Mega 64.
You can wear it like
media
a necklace.
Pioneers. Thank
damn
you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I just want to take, you know, take this moment to appreciate
you
what
you are
doing
media pioneers.
Yeah. And
first sideways DVD cover art.
That's fucking right.
Portrait mode on Mega 64 time. That was an innovation.
We fucking rule.
Yeah.
Like,
Sean, give yourself a pat on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
so fucking great. And on top of that too, I don't even know another group that's as fucking humble as us.
Not even, dude.
Like, Christ-like group. I don't know how we do this. Like, we're so good, but then we don't, put it out there like assholes.
You don't get big-headed.
You know?
Like, you know what I'm saying?
We're not like all these other groups that are like, oh, come to our
bitch,
convention.
Be humble.
Subscribe. We do all that stuff, but we do it humble.
We do it, and
that's
we do it
right.
cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're so fucking cool.
We're humble.
Word up.
We're humble.
Yeah.
You guys ever see that movie? What was that? Andy Samberg, pop star. Is it called Pop Star?
Did you see that movie? Did you ever see it?
I did. I did see it.
Okay. Pop star.
And I liked it.
I
liked it. There's that song, I'm So Humble. It was good.
Yeah. Nice.
We celebrated. Brian and I celebrated BTS 300.
Cool. You did.
On Wednesday, we hit 300 episodes. We've actually done more because there's a lot of like
bonus
episodes. But, you know, of the core,
we hit
episode 300. It was a clip show. I had pulled a lot of footage from the first eras, the middle eras back in the old studio. The first episode was like in my house.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Playing Minecraft. Shouts out.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Damn. That was I tuned in. It was great. I was really happy for you guys. I was telling Garrett that I had this whole elaborate plan of I was going to like bust in and surprise him with a cake and have it like inscribed like 300 and the whole thing.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
No, he didn't. It was very low key instead. Dude.
It was. I ended up having plans and I couldn't make it down, but the thought was there and it would have been amazing.
It was great. I was happy to pull all those memories were kind of fresh for me because I don't go back and watch the PPS.
Yeah.
So especially
you forgot what you had done.
Yeah, and I was. I was impressed with a couple of the prank calls I pulled, and it was like, oh, man, I got mean there. That was – I was probably – I kind of remember being mad that day at work, and I'd make like an angry
take
kinda,
it out.
Yeah, I'd take it out on the guy on the phone.
Who'd you take it out on?
A guy from Bose. I was kind of mean to the guy from Bose.
Are you called Bose?
Yeah, and then he didn't get it. He didn't get that I was dumbass making a prank call, even though I said it at the top
you
of the
all,
prank call.
Which is my favorite thing you do.
Yeah, so, you're at Bose. You think you know how to listen.
So he wasn't getting it, and then I looped my voice talking into my little microphone going, yeah, but you're not getting it because this is a prank call. This is a prank call. This is a prank call. This is a prank. And I let it go like eight times. And then at the end, he just goes, oh. Click. And it's just like, oh, I was so mean to that one. Oh, makes man for a good one, though. So for the future, though, many more prank calls to come, I hope.
Do you do prank calls still every episode?
Yeah, we've implemented it into the wheel. So, like, the wheel we used to keep at the booth back in the early days.
Right.
I put some of the old stuff I kept, but I put a bunch of new items in there. Like, we keep getting show feet. So, you know, a lot of horny PPS fans out there getting a foot job.
That
if they,
sucks.
Yeah, well...
So they have to say show feet in the prank call? Is that
well,
what
no,
that means?
I have to show my feet to the
oh,
camera.
Oh, that's the wheel.
And then we hang up on them mid-climax or whatever, you know, what the they're doing.
Fuck?
But then, but prank call is on there like three times, so there's plenty of options.
I see.
People can make a prank call. Freestyle's on there. We got a lot of stuff. Classic YouTube video from Brian or I will show.
Nice.
And explain. Cool. Story time.
I like it.
Yeah.
Frank, you guys do some freestyle raps?
Some freestyles, yeah.
Nice.
We've only hit freestyle once. We did a Red Dead. Oh, we did that twice.
You rap?
Yeah, I did a Red Dead Redemption rap.
Ooh.
It's about Arthur Morgan.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Can we hear a can you
I can throw a bar. You want me to spit a bar?
I would love that.
Give me a beat, Sean.
Oh, not me.
Come on, just give me Frank, give me a beat.
Brian, okay. Can you
No, I was going to
Yeah, Brian, gonna Brian will get you a beat. Right. Brian will get you a beat.
Well, no, I mean, I've got it right here. I just need someone to go like
Okay.
No,
No. Wait. Done. Done.
Stop.
Done.
Just
done,
acapella. Done. Go ahead. Right. You don't use the beat in your soul.
That's a good beat.
Arthur Morgan riding on his horse, riding through the forest with a big dick force. He's coming to your house and he's gonna rob it. He's gonna play a prank on Davy Crockett. Bitch, I'm running rhymes on the backside. Coming out with Molly in the backside. That's right. My crew runs aces. Lenny and Bruce playing cards.
Okay, that was awesome.
Okay.
That was good.
Can we get Sean to do a freestyle about Spider-Man?
No. Oh, go ahead.
Come on, you beat Spider-Man this week. Sean, don't think of it like a rap.
I hate this.
You're so good at
think
rap.
Think of it like a poem. That was more like a slam poem.
I can't, you guys. I have a thing in my brain where it won't let me.
Just try it. Just give it the old college try. Now you're gonna distract him with that piano. Right, just let him speak
just
from
a
the Spider-Man
soul flow.
Sucks.
Do it slow. Like, okay, can I start you off? Do it like this.
Okay.
Spider-Man.
Like,
start with that. Like,
get
into your.
I will get back to this, but like there's a little tangent.
Spider-Man. Slinging webs.
What?
Watched an episode of Cheers and Ted Danson raps in it, and it sounded just like that. It's like, oh, what a fucking this
if
is.
Ted brutal. Danson can rap in Cheers.
Ted Danson rapped.
You can spit a bar about Spider-Man.
Do it. Yeah, you know all the villains' names. You're not gonna say
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Swings his
swinging. Okay, shut up.
All right, here we go.
Shut ooh.
Fuck.
Go.
Ooh.
Here we go.
This is gonna be good.
Okay. I'm not gonna look at anyone. I'm just gonna close my eyes and hope this is over soon.
Okay.
I'm Spider-Man swinging through the city. Watch out now, I am looking pretty. Got my suit, it's red and blue, and I'm gonna come for you. I got webs and I got bombs, and I'm gonna kill Dr. Octagon. Fuck that guy, he's a dick, and I'm gonna show him my cool trick. Fuck!
I'm making you a SoundCloud right now.
That was rad.
That was fucking dope, Sean.
That was great.
Send that to Dr. Dre.
You just have to believe.
Dude, that was so good, bro. I'm seriously, dude. Yeah. What do you want your SoundCloud name to be?
That's literally the best Spider-Man rap I've ever heard.
Wow, star is born.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, everyone.
That's
so
sick,
good.
Dude. I'm going to make you a beat tonight.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm.
Well, Frank, average Spider-Man.
I want to leave Frank out. You can rap about a video game if you want. I'm not going to force you.
I can do it normal style.
Okay.
This is just spoken word. No, on my stream for Frank's Arcade, I rebranded the show. I have 6 million games in my backlog. Fuck the voting. I'm picking it. I'm just going to be playing shit every week.
Isn't overall control, like, awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah, pick the game, whatever you want each week.
Yeah, I got so much shit going on in my head week to week. I don't want to think. So, Half-Life 2 episode 1 I beat. I started Celeste because so many people mentioned, like, Frank, you would like Celeste. And at this point, people know exactly the kind of game I like. And sure enough, I love Celeste. The first thing it reminds me of is Super Meat Boy. It's a platformer where, I mean, like, I guess the term is splatformer. You die a lot, but if you die, you reset. You're just climbing shit, trying to get to the end of, like, the screen, but there's spikes and there's platforms and stuff you can get crushed, you know. But the aesthetic of it, it's kind of got, like, a neon color palette. It's got this really awesome, like, chiptune soundtrack. It's pixel art, but very stylized. It's exactly like a Frank Howley type indie game. I love it. So I started playing that. It was also nominated at a bunch of awards, the Game Awards.
I've heard of it.
But yeah, Celeste is awesome. Yeah. It's on Switch, Steam. It's this month's free game on Xbox Live, Games of Gold, PS4. Yeah, Celeste is good. And then I also played Top Skater, which is directed by the same team as Crazy Taxi. They made it before Crazy Taxi. Cheesy Sega arcade game, skating game. It's awesome.
How do you play that without like
there
a skateboard deck?
No, so there's a specifically a Sega arcade emulator.
Really?
So you can just emulate all the Sega arcade games
with keyboard strokes.
Yeah, or okay. I just use an Xbox gamepad.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
But the fun thing with my stream is like there's a lot of games I want to show off, but after 20 minutes we're done. We don't need to bring this back or whatever. So it's like specifically now with this new format, yeah, I can bring like Sega arcade games or anything off MAME and just play for like 10 minutes and move on.
That's what I love about your show is you do multiple games in one episode. I stick to one, but you have the ability to go and play formerly three, but now, I mean, you could do like five games if you just want to blast through a couple.
It's a variety show because it's like, I love video games and I also love like sharing stuff. And so the way I approach it is like how I used to play games as a kid, and I don't know if anyone else is like this, but like when I was a kid, I had like a dozen Super Nintendo games or N64 games, and I would pop GoldenEye in, do a level, take that out, do a level in Super Mario 64, take that out. I would like flip through games. And then going to the arcade was the best thing ever because it's the same shit. I'm going to play a round of Street Fighter, a round of Tekken, Daytona USA, create, you know. And I think I'm just bringing that vibe back. I'm sure people do that with like Steam or Xbox Live Arcade. But yeah, it's fun to just like hang out on Fridays and play video games.
Hell yeah.
And Sean comes in, everyone comes in. But yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Celeste, that's this week's game recommendation. I like it a lot.
Do you have a rap?
Sure.
People want a Celeste rap.
I'll make one up. One about Celeste?
They want a Celeste rap is what I heard.
All right. It won't be anywhere near as good as Sean's.
Wow.
Once I'm done... Tomorrow I'll be gone. I'm going to play Celeste all night. Will summon spirits. There will be a fright. Kevin sitting there on the cam, shaking his fist as mad as he can. Don't believe in spirits. Heck no, siree. My future wife is from England. She's my bride-to-be. I went too long, too many bars. I'm going to pick up some stars. I can just go forever. It's not very good. Rainbow Road, Mario Kart 64. I got enough to say, so I'm going to pass the mic to someone else on the floor.
Oh,
wow.
He ended with a rhyme.
Oh, he did.
He ended with a rhyme. That's good, Frank.
Oi, that was good.
Thank you.
Now, he mentioned the spirit board, and I had forgotten for a while about the haunting that we're going to have to deal with here. But now my dread has returned as I stare down.
You have a pit in your stomach because it's time. I think we've come to the end of the podcast
I think.
Everybody feeling nervous?
I feel legitimately nervous. And you know what? I feel nervous.
Yeah. Why?
We're gonna make it worse.
I'm a nervous person. That's just who I am.
We're gonna haunt it,
but
worse.
But you don't believe Kevin's face is making me way more nervous because you can tell he's really mad.
Kevin's the most scared.
Kevin might go home.
To see Kevin, a man who I've seen literally run towards a scary thing.
Yeah, I thought Kevin liked scary.
I love scary.
He loves scary, and
but
he
I
is.
You're fucking with the devil, bro.
And so when I see Kevin's face, it's like we shouldn't do this.
Real fear.
Brian, why do you think that we need to do this? Just as the producer, you want...
It's good entertainment.
Is that what you're looking for?
Everybody at home, their eyes are glued to the screen right now.
Because Brian's all game as well as Derek, but I want to get his perspective. What does he think?
I mean, I think you got to know. Derek's got a point. He brought the equipment. We have to know what's going on here. We got to face our fears.
But do we have to know?
See, what
hey,
I know...
Do we have to go to the moon? No.
Oh, my God.
But we go to the moon.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay. Because so, man can. And
do
man
we have to map the genome? We didn't have to, but now we know a lot of shit because we did it.
We didn't need to make cars, but we wanted them.
It's better than horses.
And, hey, what if we get the first video proof of ghosts? And after this, We know that ghosts are real. I think that's pretty cool. Mega64 proved ghosts are real. That's fucking awesome.
Is there anyone else this week summoning spirits on their like YouTube or Twitch channel?
No.
You know, breaking new ground.
No.
Personally, I'm not into ghosts at all. Like, I don't believe in anything supernatural, but I love the
Where's
movie.
Andrew Douglas?
I love the Blair Witch Project, and I love Hereditary. If we can create anything half as good as that,
that's
I'm in.
True.
So let's do it.
I'm with you there, Frank. Fuck. I want to just recap that I have talked about it on the podcast, and I've had experience playing with Ouija boards with my friends when I was younger.
Yeah.
And we have communicated with some shit that we didn't make anything better, and we probably made shit worse. And the whole experience ended with us breaking it in half,
yep.
throwing it away, getting yep. it out of the house.
Yep. All right.
I've seen paranormal. I
Dude,
can't handle
San Diego.
The dust prints. I can't handle demon. Hood. All right.
Yo,
well,
have you seen Scary Movie
dust.
3?
Yeah, exactly. I saw Scary Movie 3, so I'm ready to jump in. All right, we're going to end the podcast official. We're going to go into the after show, and we're going to go into the afterlife in the after show.
Oh, God.
And stay tuned.
Yeah. And if you're watching this on YouTube, check out the Megastore archives for the link to the after show.
Yeah.
So you'll see some real scary shit, unedited, raw,
gargoyles,
and the PPS and Frank's Arcade.
Psychics.
Oh.
You're going to see some dark-sided shit.
Last reminder for the podcast I mentioned, but Mega 64, PAX South, Loot Booth. That's the name, 10077. We're gonna have exclusive merch, the DBZ poster, a lot of cool shit. Don't sleep on it. Go to PAX. Tickets are still on sale. Guys, it's a cool convention.
Come see us.
Cheap-ass Gamer's going to have a panel, too. Kevin Bouchon's going to be on there.
That's so sick.
Jared's going to be giving out games in the audience. Come to the Megastore booth and Cheap-ass Gamer panel. It'll be a good time in Texas.
All right, everyone. Thank you for watching, and God help us all. Good night.